Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all very much for being here this morning. God has blessed us with a great day as far as weather-wise. The world has blessed us or has appointed to us as being Father's Day. We actually gather every first day of the week as Father's Day to our Heavenly Father because we are forever grateful and appreciative and recognize who he is and what he's done for us. I know him. What a title for a lesson, right? It's always sometimes tough for me to get a title, but obviously as I pulled it out of the passage that we have this morning, and if you're so inclined, all our references will come from 1 John, from his holy word this morning. And if I was to say, you know, I know Michael Andretti, you people would say, well, he might know him. If I was to say, I know John Andretti, which is his cousin. Yeah, I've talked to him and I know him a little bit. But I haven't ate with him. I haven't been to his house. You know, Lucas is raised against his son. So we know him from that perspective. So when we use a worldly term, I know somebody, you either know who he is, or you have an acquaintance with him, or you have a friendship, potentially, with them. But as it's mentioned here in God's holy word, when it is written, I know him, in 1 John, he who says, I know him and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Now, I'm not saying it's easy or that we should, but, you know, in our daily walk, we kind of, according to this passage, can walk around and kind of point out who's the liars in the world. We struggle with trying to understand sometimes, folks. We love people. We want people to follow Jesus. We want them to do the right thing. We want them to keep his commandments. But there's multiple people in the world that say, I know him, but they don't keep his commandments. And God's holy word says you don't know him. Because it's not just an acquaintance. It's not talking to him once or twice in your life or having a friendship with him either. It's obeying him. It's following his commandments. It's knowing his commandments is what it means to know Jesus, to know God, to know the truth. My little children, I write these things to you that you may not sin, so that you may not sin. I don't know about you, but the only problem I got in my life is sin. I don't have a money problem. I really don't have a weight problem. You didn't want me to do that, Kelly? Apparently not. Okay? I don't have an age problem because I got what I got. Okay? What kind of problems do I have? The only problem and issues in my life are sin. And folks, really the only two problems and issues you have in your life is sin. And we deal with them according to what God's word wants us to deal with them as. We got to deal with them through Jesus, our advocate. We can deal with them the way Satan wants us to. Shuffle them aside. I know Jesus, I know how I'm supposed to be, but I don't want to be that way. But I'm just going to change it a little bit. But if we truly know him, we will keep his commandments. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. Now, you know, I always typically say, what are we going to work on this week? Or what can we get up in the morning and pray about? Last week, it was the full armor of God, right? I mentioned in Sunday morning about doing that. And as a matter of fact, I had a few people text me about, hey, remember to keep the full armor of God on today. And we did it back and forth a little bit during the week. Maybe this week, a good idea to remind ourselves is to keep His word and to have the love of God perfected in us. And having the love of God perfected in us, we've got to get sin out of our life. We need to confess it. We need to repent of it. We need to have it removed from us. We need to ask Jesus and God the Father to forgive us for those things. But we need to keep His word so we don't continue to keep sinning. So we don't continue to keep making those mistakes. So we don't continue to be a bad example. And by that, or by this, we know Him that we are in Him. Folks, relying on Jesus in our lives and following Him and obeying His commandments is how we know that we are in Him. Don't let Satan tempt you this week and say, ah, you know what, maybe you're saved, maybe you're not. Maybe you didn't do enough good. Maybe you didn't pray, you missed this, you forgot to pray about that. You started your day without prayer. You didn't pray today, you didn't read God's word, you didn't say thank you or please, or you weren't polite, or you're a little abrupt, or you're a little ornery. Folks, don't let Satan bring you down by reminding you of our shortcomings and things Jesus has forgiven us for. Jesus died to empower us. Empower us with the truth, enable for us to enjoy life, to be positive, to be uplifted, to be happy, to be joyous, to be at peace. His word does that. The love of God does that in our lives. He who says he abides in Him ought himself also to walk just as He walked. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Jesus knew the will of the Father. He said, yes, Lord. He forgave those people that were mean and hateful to Him. He enjoyed each day as it was given to Him. And He continued to come back to God. He come back to God. Every time something didn't go His way, He said, God, I need Your help. God, I need to remember what You told me to do. Father, I need Your help. Father, Your will, not my will. When's the last time, folks, we prayed, God, Your will today, not my will? I want to do whatever You want me to do today. And then we just sit down and wait for God to tell us what to do. Doesn't work that way, does it? God will tell us what to do and guide our hearts as we go throughout our day. You know, it says here, my little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. And it says, these things I write to you. Well, what things did you just write? So if we back up in 1 John chapter 5, or 1, excuse me, verses 5 through 10, this is what John had just written. He said, this is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Christ, Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Folks, one of the ways in which we know him, or we can say, I know him, is by recognizing the sin that's in our lives. Confessing the sin that's in our lives. Still walking in the light. God is the light, and in him is no darkness at all. But in the Bible, you know, God condemned some things, and God killed people, and God did this, and God did that. God did those things to keep his promises, to keep as much righteousness in this world and in the history of this world as possible. All the things that God has done that is recorded in his holy word was done for him to keep his word and to keep his promises to us. And to stomp out evil. How many of us don't want to walk in the light? That's a crazy question, isn't it? How many of us... Unfortunately, some of us folks in life, there are folks that walk through and don't have physical sight. They have that struggle in their life. But just for 10 minutes, for those of you that got stares and that have a routine, first 10 minutes of your day, don't try this when you're trying to get ready for work, because none of you leave extra time in the morning. So try it maybe Saturday. Don't try it Sunday, because you're supposed to be here worshiping with the saints. Try it on a Saturday. Get up and blindfold yourself. For 10 minutes, blindfold yourself in bed and get up 10 minutes and try and walk around 10 minutes in the dark without being able to see. How many of you would stub your toe? Huh? How many of us would poke ourselves with a toothbrush or with something? How many of us might burn ourselves? How many of us would spill water on the counter instead of putting it in the coffee maker? How many of us might burn ourselves on the stove? Just think about that. It sounds crazy, just for 10 minutes. Your first 10 minutes of the day, walk around with your eyes closed and try and do it. You don't have to blindfold yourself, see? You don't have to say, I don't have a hanky, I don't have this. Just close your eyes. When you wake up and thank God for a beautiful day, close your eyes back and try it in the dark. And that kind of sounds, you know what? That'd be kind of tough to do. But you know what, folks? We do it spiritually in our lives. We get up and say, I'm going to do it without Jesus today. We get up and I'm going to walk without the Lord today. I'm going to get up and not talk to God today. The fellowship, the cleanliness, the truth enables us, folks, to be at peace, to have that joy, relying on God the Father. Nobody else in the world has that opportunity except for us that are believing in him and following him, to rely on God the Father. My earthly father, my dad, has been gone for 27 years. He died a year after Kelly and I got married. I still love him. I still miss him. He did many wonderful things for me in my life. But it doesn't compare to the Heavenly Father and the promises that he's given me. And he's going to be my father for all eternity. And so I want to be in the light. And I want to confess my sin to him so I get my help from him. I don't want to be deceived, folks. We don't want to be deceived by sin. There's people here this morning that aren't here because they're deceived by sin. Satan has convinced them in their mind they don't need to be here. Praise be to God that you are not deceived this morning. We are not deceived this morning. We continue with our passage in 2 John this morning. Brethren, I write to you no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But he who hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Because hate has blinded his eyes. Folks, one of the most dangerous things in our lives is hate. Obviously, God hates certain things, but there's not a whole bunch of things he doesn't hate. And most of the things he hates, he says, vengeance is mine. I'll take care of those things I hate. I want you to be full of peace and joy and love and eternal life and hope of heaven. I don't want you to be a bunch of haters. I don't want you to be negative. I don't want you to be in the dark. I want you to love your brother. So this is the new commandment, because you know in the Old Testament it was okay to hate people because they weren't like you. And it was okay to hate people because they weren't from where you were from. And it was okay to hate people and kill people because they were sinful. Thanks be to God that we don't have to do that and live that way today. We live under grace. We live in the light. But folks, the minute we start hating somebody and something, it's a stumbling block for us. Because it hinders us from love. It hinders us from seeing the light and walking in the light. It blinds us. I'll give you a simple example. Trying to do it without using somebody's name. I'll do it this way. I was talking to a co-worker, and we were talking about things that, about peace and joy and being able to relax. And he says, I'd like to be able to sit on my front porch or sit on my patio and see the neighbor's dog come into my yard and use the bathroom and me not get mad. Okay? So in a nutshell, a co-worker of mine hates the neighbor's dog going to the bathroom in his yard. It's a simple thing. Okay? I wish our dogs went way out back so I didn't have to tiptoe around it, or when somebody mows the lawn, I don't smell like I've, you know, fertilized the lawn with dog waste. But it's fertilized, right? That's a simple thing, folks, that can just make us angry and hateful. Hateful to the neighbor, hateful to the dog, hateful that it didn't get picked up. And yes, that's just a simple thing, folks. But I use that as an example how it can rob us of joy, rob us of enjoying the day, rob us of being who Jesus wants to be. How can I love my neighbor if I can't stand him or his dog, or her and his dog? I got to let Jesus work on my heart. Now, I love my neighbor's dogs. They all got dogs. And all sometimes, they do what my co-worker's neighbor's dogs do. And they bark sometimes. But we got dogs and they do the same thing. Folks, that's just something simple for us to recognize in our lives.
how simple being angry and start to hate something, okay, doesn't allow us to be like Jesus. And we want to be like Jesus.
Our last passage this morning comes from 1 John 2. It's just continuing our passage. Scripture. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. He reiterates it the same thing again. I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father. Because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Folks, is it great that our sins are forgiven? Anybody say amen this morning? I know we don't practice that a whole bunch in our lives and in worship. Amen. Is it great to know him, follow his commandments, know his commandments, who is from the beginning? Yes. Is it great that you have overcome sin through Jesus and the blood that we've read about in the preceding passages? Yes. Is it great that we know the Father of all, a heavenly Father, who has given us all these blessings and favors? Yes. Is it great that we've known him from the beginning? Is it great to be strong and the word of God abides in you and you have overcome the wicked one? Yes. Folks, the only way we're going to overcome hate and negativism is letting the word of God work on our hearts. If I didn't let the word of God work on my heart, you know, I don't know where I'd be. I really don't. I feel so blessed to know the truth, to guide me as I go through life. And you notice it talks to fathers and little children and young men and little children and fathers and young men. Kind of includes everybody, folks. And then he closes with this passage. After he talks about sins and knowing God and overcoming and being strong and abiding in the word of God, he says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever, folks. The title of our lesson this morning is, I Know Him. Folks, do you know him this morning? Are you following his commandments? Are you putting everything he says in front of the things in the world? Are you abiding in the will that will guide you forever? If you're not, there's no better time to make it right than this morning. Or if you have not been a member and been baptized into Christ for your sins washed away and become a member of the kingdom of heaven, we offer that this morning as we stand and sing a selected hymn.